Distant Mirror is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided in part by the Frank and Lydia Bergen Foundation and by listener members like you. Become a member at WWFM.org. Thank you. Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly. Every week at this time, a full hour of music of the Middle Ages and the Renaissance. We're going to begin tonight our main feature, several of the cantigas of Alfonso the Wise, King of Castile and Leon in the 13th century. These are cantigas in praise of the Virgin Mary, and we'll hear about 10 of those. And then we'll follow that. We're going to begin again the Mass cycle of William Byrd. He wrote three Masses in the 1590s for three, four, and five voices. The first one he wrote in 1593 was the Mass for four voices. And we're going to begin with that one tonight, so we're going to be listening to these Masses as they were composed in that order. And the Talis Scholars will be performing tonight with Peter Phillips directing. Let's begin with the Cantigas of Santa Maria of Alfonso the Wise. The songs and poems of the 13th century and before have only recently begun to receive the attention which, as vibrant representatives of their age, is their due. Yet we take for granted their legacy of thought, of feeling, of exquisite melody and verse in particular. We take for granted the presence of love in the lives of the troubadours. And this developing realization of love's power, the cult of the Virgin Mary played a central role, and nowhere is the cult displayed with greater vividness and sympathy than in the collection of cantigas or songs composed and or collected by Alfonso X, the learned of Castile and Leon. Within the cantigas lies a panoply of medieval life, rivaled only by the Canterbury Tales or Boccaccio's Decameron. It is the miracles of Mary which are the centerpiece. Over a bewildering range of human folly and predicament, her beneficent eye holds sway. With compassion and delicacy, her miracles solve every conceivable crisis and eloquently suggest that while it may have been a masculine God who dispensed justice and mercy to the medieval faithful, it was she who softened the blow. The Cantigas manuscripts comprise a total of 400 songs, mainly in virulai form, that is, refrain, verse, refrain. The language is Gallo-Portuguese, a dialect familiar to Alfonso and used as a literary language in the same way as 13th century Italian poets used the Provençal of the troubadours. We're going to hear several of these right now. I'll give you an example of the titles here. These are some of the situations that the Virgin Mary was called upon to deal with. The Lost Stake, The German Gambler, The Baby Rescue, The Girl Who Ate Spiders, A Man Swallows a Rabbit Bone, A Priest Steals an Altar Cloth. In all those situations, the Virgin Mary resolves the situation to everyone's satisfaction. We're going to hear a performance of this now, several of these. The Cantigas of Santa Maria of Alfonso the Wise. Here is the Martin Best Ensemble performing. Thank you.
E dir ir ara muy correndo, non vos foron vagarosos. E feseron loga arca, abriro dentro catara, foron e viron sa posta, dacca e dalla saltara. E sairon auro a muitas da gente chamar, che viron aquel miracle, che foi dos maravillosos.
Quelques jours cosa questo viro figliarlo no godi ciao a mogliere da donnella fuoron la sciamma sarda
non è qui che la pravita c'è
Esta è come Santa Maria, il libro abre e se prende. E allora mi afferra anto seu altar sorando.
Santa Maria, dal mar, del menor, scritto già, che è sa, grazia, volontà, sopra la storia che è là, quando sa, sa, mia verità, potendo se ne volontà.
Vorrende vostro, tarrei, don Mirra, Sen madrero gran rei caper con mi madre se ira sa sua pesa ma so demo e in arta a fai porti brina su me donde polona come che del re cadar a via e de guardar se fai tesa
Madre de Deus, foi já. Santa Maria, libro de morte, com a donzela que prometera de guardar sa virgindade.
Mi ragre fer spolo al don
Several of the cantigas to Santa Maria of King Alfonso the Wise, 13th century king of Castile and León, who composed some of those, collected the rest, and there were over 400 all told, of which we heard 10. Cantigas of Santa Maria, the best expression, I think, of Mariology, perhaps at that time. The love for the Virgin, which was an offshoot of the courtly love tradition of Provençal poets. And I do hope you enjoyed it. And you're listening to Distant Mirror here on the Classical Network. Thank you for being a member of the global listening community that is the Classical Network. And if you are not a member, you can become one very easily by going to our website, wwfm.org, and clicking on donate/renew, becoming a member, or renewing your membership. We're going to begin tonight the Mass cycle of William Byrd, and we'll be doing that over the next 3 weeks. William Byrd, his dates 1543 to 1623, is known to have been a tenaciously loyal Catholic in a country which was more or less militantly Protestant. In the last resort, Byrd could have been sent to the stake for his beliefs. A number of his friends were. And as a member of the Chapel Royal Choir, he was always likely to attract the attention of the Protestants at court. Indeed, from 1585 onwards, he was continuously cited for recusancy. His house in Harrington was several times searched for incriminating literature. He and his family were yearly expected to pay crippling fines on account of their religion. But it seems that Byrd had sufficiently powerful friends at court for this sum usually to be waived, and it's possible that the Queen herself directly protected him. It took some courage, therefore, for a composer to set Latin texts at all at that time. Actually, to publish these compositions took a great deal more, yet it was necessary to publish them if the many covert recusant chapels were to be provided with up-to-date music for their services. Byrd published his three masses between 1593 and 1595, separately, in very small books, and without any title pages, though the music is attributed to him. The four-part mass is generally reckoned to be the earliest of the three, probably written around 1593, with the three-part shortly following after it, and the five-part coming last. The four-part is probably the most popular and intensely personal of the three. Here is a performance of it now with the Tallis Scholars, directed by Peter Phillips. Mass for Four Voices of William Byrd.
Thank you.
music of William Byrd, the first of his three masses in the 1590s, the Mass for Four Voices from about 1593, a performance there by the Talis Scholars, directed by Peter Phillips. As we begin this Mass cycle of William Byrd, we'll have the Mass for Three Voices next week and Five Voices the following week. And you're listening to Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly. We have time for one more quick one. Here is music of Bartolino of Padua. Here is his Alba Colomba performance here featuring mezzo-soprano Judith Malafrante and countertenor Drew Minter. Music from the Italian Trecento, that was music by Bartolino di Padua, as Alba Colomba. We heard Judith Malafrante, mezzo-soprano, and the countertenor was Drew Minter. Well, thanks for listening to Distant Mirror, and help to support this program by becoming a member of the Classical Network at wwfm.org. Until next week at this same time, I've been your host, Alan Kelly. Salus et Vita.